I speak to you in the name of the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Idioms, proverbs, and expressions are an important part of our everyday life. They come up all the time in both our written and spoken English. Now, because idioms do not always make sense literally, we have to familiarize ourselves with the meaning and the usage of each and every one. And of course, these idioms depend upon the culture in which they are being spoken or written. Now, this can be quite a fun process, but it can also be quite confusing, especially if English is not your first language. Reading today's gospel sounds like a list of idioms. So let's see how it goes. No one is beating around the bush, as it seems Jesus has gotten totally out of hand. His family and the authorities are convinced that he is off his rocker. They are giving him the benefit of the doubt. Jesus can see the way the wind is blowing. So he jumps from the frying pan into the fire by playing devil's advocate and speaking in parables that seem to only make matters worse. Perhaps it is a blessing in disguise. It allows Jesus to get something out of his system. But in the end, not only is he left between a rock and a hard place, but so are his listeners. Now, you may be even more lost than before. So let's try and unpack this a bit more. There have been a series of stories leading up to this one in the third chapter of Mark. Jesus has cured the withered hand of a man on the Sabbath in the synagogue. So very many people follow him from Galilee, entranced and excited by his healings, that his disciples had to get him into a boat to keep him from being crushed by the crowds. And then Jesus goes up the mountain and appoints the 12 apostles to be with him, to go out and proclaim the message and to cast out demons. Things are moving rather quickly. Just imagine being a member of Jesus's family, hearing about the power of his healing, the fervor of his message, and the summoning of his 12 associates. And now he finally comes home. But the crowd is so large that they cannot even eat a meal together. This is crazy indeed. Is it any wonder that his family try and restrain him from going out? Jesus's popularity has escalated so much that the temple officials also come to check him out. He was raised within the religious teachings of the day. And so they are taken aback by him challenging the very institution that formed him and that holds them. The two groups who have authority in Jesus' life, his family and religious leaders, those who supposedly know him very well have reason to wonder if he has indeed lost his mind. So when Jesus responds by essentially saying that he has come into the world as a healing liberator in direct, authoritative opposition to the death-dealing forces of evil and ruin in the world, and that those who seek to follow him can only do so by taking part in this life-giving mission, therefore becoming his true family, everyone is left feeling lost and confused. This gospel reading is a reminder that not getting Jesus, no matter who you are, is not the end. It is a journey, and sometimes a long one. What matters is whether we are patient with one another along the way. A few years ago, there was a study which resulted in a book called You Lost Me: Why Young Christians Are Leaving the Church and Rethinking Faith. At that time, close to 60% of young Christians who went to church as teens or perhaps sang in the choir were dropping out after high school. So the researcher spoke with those aged 16 to 29 to find out what was going on. The most clear response was from one young person who said, "You lost me today, but that doesn't mean that you have lost me forever. Don't write me off. Not right now doesn't mean never." Faith and living out of it, as Jesus taught, is a journey. It doesn't all happen at once, in one place, at one time. So are we able to be patient with one another? Patient enough to trust that God is at work even when we can't see proof or understand what is going on or think that the whole thing seems a bit crazy? It is often more difficult for those of us who may currently be in a place of not feeling lost or confused, but secure in where we stand in our belief and our faith. From this vantage point, everything looks clear. What's the problem? So if we can extend the same grace to others that got us to where we are, then maybe we can reach a new place together. A place where we are all less quick to judge, more open to the challenge of faith, and able to have the kind of patience that doesn't shut anyone out. When we are lost, our culture encourages us to get out, choose someone or something to blame, find a distraction. But Jesus asks us to lean in, have patience, journey together, and play the long game. So in other words, do not lose heart. Give others the benefit of the doubt and hope against hope. For our inner nature is being renewed day by day, no matter what is going on the outside, no matter how lost or how secure we may feel. As crazy as it may seem, God is at work. Amen.